Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
The work of preachers has always been somewhat controversial. In Old Testament times, there were preachers like Elijah, Micaiah, Amos, and Jeremiah, who encountered the wrath of God's enemies. Ahab hated the prophets Elijah and Micaiah. Some of God's own people tried to stop the preaching of Jeremiah and placed him in a dungeon. Amaziah, the priest in Bethel, informed Jeroboam that Amos had conspired against him among the Israelite people. Amaziah did not like the preaching of Amos and urged him to return to his own country, Judah, and there to earn his bread. Amos 7:10-12. Amos is a hero to all faithful children of the living God. Amaziah lives in infamy. The Apostle Peter is himself a great example of what preachers ought to be and to preach. His sermons in the book of Acts and his two epistles should be helpful to all who want to preach the truth with the right spirit. Two verses from 2 Peter 1 ought to help all of us who preach to be better preachers. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them and are established in the truth that is in you. Yea, I think it appropriate, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. 2 Peter 1:12-13. One of the puzzles I cannot comprehend is a gospel preacher who quits preaching. I know the pressures which churches and individuals can exert on the preacher and on the preacher's family. But preachers surely understood before they decided to preach that such pressures could come into the life of his family. I also know that fellow church members can be stubborn, uncooperative, and downright evil. Paul referred to such people as false brethren. 2 Corinthians 11:26. But nothing and no one in this world should be allowed to prevent a man's preaching the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Paul spoke of the bonds and afflictions he knew would come his way. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Acts 20:23-24. Peter resolved to keep on stirring up people so long as he was in this tabernacle, that is, in his fleshly body. The expression stir up means to arouse, to awaken from sleep. In the following two verses, the Greek word is translated awake and arose. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, do you not care that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Mark 4:38-39. Surely serious-minded Christians recognize the need to arouse the church and the world to the great evils we face in our society. Can preachers go through their lives knowing that 1.5 million babies are dying each year at the hand of abortionists and say nothing about it? How can we live with ourselves, knowing how much harm beverage alcohol does to the family and to individuals, and keep silent about these dangerous drugs? Will God excuse our silence on the evils of divorce? If we are going to be faithful as gospel preachers, we must resist the many changes which are taking place in the church. We must awaken people to those soul-destroying activities which are being promoted on television, in the movies, and in many other aspects of American society. Thank you, dear friends, for listening, and may God continue to bless you.